Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to today's podcast. The theme for this one is reason versus excuse. Is there a difference between a reason and an excuse? Here is an important rule of thumb. Clear thought is good and confused thought is bad. The first step to wisdom is to have an accurate conception of things. Unfortunately, there are a series of similar but opposite things, dichotomies, that confuse the mind. Dichotomies confuse the mind because their two branches seem to be intermingled. Examples of such dichotomies are reason versus excuse, determined versus stubborn, fact versus opinion, insult versus criticism. It is important to distinguish between a reason and an excuse. It's good to be determined, but not stubborn. Learn to separate facts from opinions, and it's important to distinguish between a criticism and an insult. Don't take valid criticism as a personal insult, and don't insult people and then pretend that it was merely constructive criticism. So what is the difference between these dichotomies? Let's take them one by one. Reason versus excuse. A reason. A reason for not doing something. If someone offers an explanation for why he can't do something, then in order for it to be judged as a reason, it should be logical, factual, verifiable, a one-off event, unavoidable, and commensurate. An excuse. If someone offers an explanation why he can't do something, then in order for it to be judged as an excuse, it needs to be false, i.e. a lie, or illogical, or unverifiable, or be multiple use of the same old story, or be inconsistent, or avoidable, or foreseeable, or disproportionate. Example: I can't come to work today because my hamster is sick. Even if that was true, would be an excuse. Don't get reasons and excuses mixed up. Next one, determined versus stubborn. Determined. Determined means committed to the goal no matter what temporary defeats you suffer. You keep adapting the plan and trying again. Whereas stubborn means committed to one plan no matter what temporary defeats you suffer. You just keep doing the same thing over and over and you refuse to change or adjust the plan. Don't get these two mixed up. Fact versus opinion. A fact is information provided by direct sense perception, what you directly see, hear, touch, taste or smell, such as the redness of a tomato, and or information that has been tested and verified by objective and independent experimentation and scientific investigation, i.e. the Earth has the shape of an oblate spheroid. Versus opinion. An opinion is information that is gained by any other means, i.e. gut feeling, majority vote, subjective feeling, revelations, or wishful thinking. Example, modern art is not real art. Don't get facts and opinions mixed up. Insult versus criticism. An insult is a feedback message which is vague, subjective, opinionated, and does not suggest a specific corrective action. For example, you are an idiot is an insult. Insults are of no value to you or your organization. Criticism. Criticism is the opposite. A criticism is a feedback message which is specific, factual, objective, and it does suggest a corrective action. For example, you're 20 minutes late for the meeting. That's 5 times you've been late this month alone. You need to be on time for meetings. See, that is a criticism. Criticism is the highest value to you and your organization. Don't confuse criticisms and insults. Don't get criticisms and insults mixed up. The art of distinguishing between two similar concepts. See how many dichotomies you can identify and define the distinguishing characteristics that makes one good and the other one bad. Here are some more dichotomies for you to ponder. A false statement and a lie. A falsehood and a lie. A lady once said to me, "Either you accept what I'm saying is true, or are you calling me a liar?" See, what's wrong with that false dichotomy? You either accept what I'm saying to me as you either accept what I'm saying as true, or are you calling me a liar? Critical thinker versus cynic. Critical thinker versus cynic. Do you know that there are people who believe that they're critical thinkers, but actually they're only miserable cynics? If you do know some cynics, then what is it that defines them as cynics and not critics? Don't get critics and cynics mixed up. Next one, understanding and agreement. Have you ever made an agreement based upon a misunderstanding? Never make agreements based upon misunderstandings. So what is the difference? The first step to wisdom is to have an accurate conception of things. Clear thought is good and confused thought is bad. Summary. Dichotomies are similar but opposite things. They are confusing to the mind because their meanings seem to be intermingled. There are many such dichotomies, so see if you can find them, and then separate them out and distinguish between them. Finally, never get them mixed up. Thank you.